Welcome, family. Welcome to a big show, Thursday edition. I've got one big statement to make. Footy's back. It is back. Where it may be the JLT Community Series, but it is back. And I'll tell you what, goodbye. I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. I've been killing time just watching you, waiting for the show to return. And I do this every day from the hours of when I wake until I get in here at 1:30. I can't wait to catch up with this man, the one, the only, the big Juice Newton, Andrew Jarman. G'day, big guy.
G'day, Louie. G'day, Adelaide. Beautiful day. Beautiful day. Plenty on. Football tonight.
Yes.
36ers take on the Hawks. About 100 tickets left, Lou.
Not many at all.
Hurry up and get because it'll be on.
Yes.
It'll be on, Lulu. And obviously 2 hours of the number one sports show, not only in Adelaide, not only in Mount Gambier, but global.
Yeah, I think it is. I think you'll find we are raiding the house down in Uganda. And
Uganda?
Amsterdam.
Amsterdam, the red light.
And I'm led to believe also Belgium.
Belgium.
Can't confirm anywhere else in the claim that around the world, but I think we're global.
We're ready to go, mate.
Hammer Hill. Shane Hill will talk to us 5:10 about the Sixers tonight and what impact.
Come on, boys.
What impact Jerome's comments about them being a dirty team, them being Illawarra,
beyond.
Is going to have. Yeah. He's going to be big. Justin Langer. JL will join us. He's the man in charge of the Australian cricket team, the T20 team. We take on Sri Lanka
tomorrow night.
Going to join us and reminisce of old times. He and the Juice go way back.
Yeah.
Used to play a bit together.
Yeah.
Benny Garuccio, the
Gooch,
from Adelaide United, one of the shining lights of the Reds, will join us after 5:30. And on a serious note, we'll keep right across what is happening and developing in the Grant Hackett story. If you've missed it, he's missing. His family and police are extremely worried. So we'll stay right across that. Mm. Fingers crossed that they can locate him sooner rather than later, big man.
Buddy.
And of course, a little thing called the quiz with no name. We're not giving up on him.
No,
it's our baby. Bucks. And I love it dearly. And all it is, it just takes a little bit of active listening.
That's it.
A little bit of maybe reading your Twitter account or the paper.
Yeah.
Not a lot of effort.
Prepare.
All right? Just do a little bit of prep. And then you can walk away with $1,000. And we then are a step closer to Murph being shown the door.
See you later, Murph.
Yes.
Great. Yep.
Up
just
next.
Read the back pages of the advertiser and you basically got it sorted. That's where I get the questions from.
It's what you do, isn't it?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. Next, we need to talk a bit of footy. Some little quirky rules that are in play. Just the feel-good vibe because footy is back.
Rush Hour. Jars and Louis, 104.7, Triple M.
The footy is back. It's the newly, freshly named pre-season competition, the JLT Community Series. I can tell you right now, there's no winner of this year, Jars.
Well, what is it? What's JLT? What is it? Is it a clothing brand or what is it?
Insurance, I think.
Yeah. Insurance, is it, Sean?
Yeah, I think
probably
so.
A good thing, a rule of thumb for media. Don't ask questions you don't know answers to. Big man.
Me? Is that to me, is
no,
it?
All of us. Well, no one knows.
Yeah, but I had to ask the question.
Yeah, we'll maybe do a bit of research before the show.
No, but I'll get the family to help us out.
Collingwood taking on Essendon. Cannot wait to see Josh Dacos.
You can't.
What number? Cannot wait to see young Dakes, number 26. Mm. And it's ironic that he's wearing young Brownie's dad's number.
Oh, yeah.
And young Brownie had a bit of glandular fever, so he won't play. Other standouts in there that haven't been. Jamie Elliott makes his way back after missing 12 months of footy. Mm. And, of course, Lachlan Keefe, who was one of the boys, he had a holiday after testing positive.
There you go.
All right. And the flip side for the Bombers is their number one pick's going to get a crack. Andrew McGrath, cannot wait to see him.
Yeah,
see what all the fuss is about.
Number one.
And seven of the band boys, with including Job and Hurls and a few of the others, and Dyson Heppel, the new skipper.
Collier.
Are going to be floating on out there. Bloody exciting to have it back, isn't it? This can be a little bit Mickey Mouse, but I think across this weekend, Ruffy's going to be back. There's a lot of really good feel-good stories this early on to be able to see them up and about and getting involved. So pretty excited, Juice. What about you?
Well, I'm excited to see Chrissy Mayne get an opportunity for Collingwood. He was a very good player for the Fremantle Football Club. Became stale last year.
Last year? Geez, you've been kind.
You reckon the last two?
Last two or three years. You know, kick for years.
You're not a fan, are you?
I can't believe they gave up a hell of a lot for him. I'm intrigued to watch him as well.
New always environment, nice I think he'll be okay.
Always nice to see new boys at new clubs.
Yep. Lyndon Dunn.
Dunny.
The big fullback from the Melbourne. Demons.
He currently holds the record
Suits
now
up.
For most active player in the game that hasn't played a finals game.
And I've got a favourite. Yeah. I've got to say it. Gold sack, Tyson.
Oh, the sack. He's your
heir. Married young Chel Saltman.
Yep. You know him dearly.
Number six.
Yes, that's it's exciting. And the other games, of course, some big games across the round. Hawthorn versus Geelong down in Tassie, which is always intriguing when the Hawks play the Cats. Good luck to Ruff there.
Good luck, Ruffy.
GWS or West Coast, they're flying all the way across the country, then going bush.
Where are they going?
Narrandera in New South Wales. Which, when they get there,
where's that?
Honestly, if you don't come from the country, you'll be going, Christ, where am I? I'm Mars.
Oh, no.
I'm in Mars. That's where you might as well be. And then the Doggies are taking on the Demons.
Mm.
Jack Viney, I can't wait to see where he's
Whit
at.
Noble.
Jesse Hogan to see where he's at. And I want to see what sort of shape the Dogs are in. Mm. After their big defence, because they'll be a little bit behind.
And what about your boys?
Taking on North Melbourne at Coffs Harbour. Well, that's one where you'd pull a string or a calf. I would
let
suggest.
The coach know now.
You'd be just saying, tight.
What's the ground like? Is it a small one?
Actually, Coffs not bad. It's the name of that ground is. talk about. It's a leaf out of your book. It's called Coffs Harbour International Stadium. Just amazes me how they give these names.
On.
And I know they probably get the odd Wallaby game because that's where their training base used to be and everything else. Look out for this because obviously some rules are in play in pre-season that normally aren't.
Tell me the rules.
I can tell you what's been punted, first of all, from last. You don't get 3 points for a deliberate rush behind. And what happens now if they do it, if a deliberate one is outside, remember this.
Remember clearly.
If it's outside 9 metres, all right, it's a that's the rule of thumb. Well, then it's definitely deliberate. Then it's interpretation, all right? And then what happens to that? Instead of being a free kick, it's going to be a bounce 14 metres out from goal. Look, I'm not making this up, all right? I don't make it like...
You've got the tape measure.
The
which umpires
normally
tape
are
measure?
The goal square is 10 metres. I don't know why you wouldn't be running with 10 and then maybe half of that again with a little spot. I'm not kidding you, right?
Please.
Last year we had the play on for balls kicked backward, except inside 450, gone. Boundary umpires coming in 10 metres from the boundary to throw the ball in. That is gone.
Is the nine-pointer still available?
Yeah, super goals are gone. So this is what you're going to get. Super goals are there, all right? 50-metre penalty. You can go, if your 50 comes and takes you inside the arc, you can elect to kick outside and make a super goal again. Like I just said before, no video score reviews, up to 8 interchange players, unlimited rotations. That's in week 1, week 2. Gets down to 6 in the following weeks. And there's no time on the first 15 minutes of each quarter unless a goal is scored and there is a major delay. So not much really to be trialled, not much to be garnered in the sense that, hey, is this going to come in next season? It's just back to a bit of basic footy and a couple of quirky ones with the deliberate rust behind.
Twitter family Schultz, just got a little drive-by.
Oh, I'm with you. I'm telling you what. Mickey Mouse footy in February. Yawn. Should be free entry like the girl, Schultz.
You know
the drive-by sound effect? Is it gone?
Yeah, it's gone.
Good.
Expired.
You know,
expired.
Calm down, mate. It's all right.
The good news is JLT is an insurance company.
Is
so do I redeem myself there?
No.
I've done my own.
I'll tell you what. I'm looking at that and I'm up and about because it's footy
got
on.
Freddie's little coffee there.
One of the greatest sound effects on the show is that little drive-by, which we love so dearly. It's a DNA of the show.
Yes.
I mean, Jerome
Point Randall. Point of difference.
The handle gave one to Illawarra.
Yeah.
We didn't have that for the other day.
Yeah.
There you go. You happy,
Murph? And then we need, what's the other one, Jazz? What's the equivalent?
The machine gun.
What's the equivalent for what we do to Murph when it's just a stop down all out, just assault when we just bombard
Johnny Rambo.
Yeah, right, okay.
Well, you drew first blood, Murph.
Yeah. We've got a new AFL chairman coming in as of April 4th. So Mike Fitzpatrick goes out one door and a man by the name of Richard Goyder from Wesfarmers comes in. Perth man, grew up in the country, soul of the earth type, who's a really good operator. He's going to be in charge of the AFL. Everybody needs to make their own identity when they get into a brand new role, especially one as big and as powerful as on the commission, the AFL commission and chairman. So we thought, imagine this, you're Richard Goyder, you've rocking into the office on day one. What's your first order of business? What would you do as the AFL chairman? So when you walk in, you've got carte blanche to be able to go whooshka.
Yep.
One deed and one deed only first up. What would you do with the game or the events or anything just in terms of the AFL juice? What would you do?
Set up a national reserves competition. So the state leagues can just focus on their traditional clubs. That'll be the first thing I'd sign off on and get it done straight away. You, Darlaws?
I'd do a couple of things. Number one, I'd talk to the people. I'd talk to them and not down to them. I reckon there's a real Fitzpatrick, and I'm not saying Fitzpatrick's been a bad operator. Mm-hmm. He's been pretty good. But there's a real element of smugness that comes across that. And if Richard Collis, gave us a great insight into the conversation that those two had when Buddy ended up at Sydney and not GWS. And Mike and called Mike, thought he was the Mafia Don.
Oh, dear.
Mm. And a bully and a few other bits and pieces. And Richard Collis, he's no shrinking violet.
No.
Certainly entered the phone call the way I would have ended it with the fish and chips. So well done to my old chairman. So that'd be my number one thing.
Like
getting it back in the... But my big one is to say goodbye to Asada and Wada.
Oh, good one. Nice.
The cock-up and the legacy that the Essendon saga is going to leave.
Don't mind it.
I know there's federal funding things involved and world sport connections and God knows everything else, but Wada has proven itself time and time again. So therefore, Asada, time and time again, that the team sports, it's a different beast. It's a different animal that you can't collectively group together when operating under instructions. And the Essendon case has simply proved that.
Mm.
And the fact that the AFL found them not guilty and the burden of proof wasn't high enough, yet they were able to find the loophole and go outside and go overseas where it's a different system and the burden of proof rests on you to prove that you didn't take it, is just the biggest cock up I've seen in a long, long time. So that would be my number one directive.
And set up your own drug program.
Absolutely. Rework where we're at with the two-strike policy and everything else. And get a genuine one, because I reckon there's a certain element of care factor when it comes to the public on what we want and don't want our sports stars doing. But we don't want this all invasive, all over the top, we need to know.
Mm.
We want them being hopefully good citizens, good community leaders, but most of all just being blokes who are playing footy, enjoying themselves and trying to operate as best they can without this idea of going over and beyond. Allowing the AFL to spruik itself that we're better than everything else, we go beyond, because all that's done,
it's not.
They haven't. That thing's been a furf all the way through that whole system. So I'd whack that as well.
Well done. Geez, you're busy.
Yeah, well, you know, I've
busy
got,
Richard Lewis.
I've got until late. Dick Lewis, I would go by if I was in there. And all right, naturally, they'd be calling me Big Dick by the end of the first term.
Right.
Not because of
no. But that's what the way Big Dicky.
I'd be getting a lot done.
Yeah.
1-3-3-5.
Come on, family.
It can be serious. It can be lighthearted.
Yep.
I just want to know, because look, a lot of our listeners and our family, they think long and hard about their footy.
Yeah, they do.
What would you change? Your chairman, your Dick Gorder.
Yeah.
And God, I hope he goes by that moniker.
Yep.
Yeah. Your chairman, Dick Gorder.
Yeah.
And your first order of business is what? 1-3-3-5-3. Jump on Twitter and tell us.
Rush Hour, Jars and Louis, 104.7 Triple M.
A real treat now. We're going to catch up with the new national coach of the T20 team. He's had a great summer. He's picked up the T20 Cup.
Outstanding
coach,
Lloyd.
He's doing wonderful things. He's a great bloke as well. Justin Langer, welcome to the Rush Hour.
G'day, gents. And my old teammate, Jars. I'm thrilled to be talking to you both.
Been a while.
Good to have you, JL. We know you love your footy. We'll get to that in a moment. Confirmation we need, and Jars telling stories off air and pre-show, that the fact he's played a bit of cricket with you, JL, on the international stage, and you were, as he would put it, his go-to guy. And whenever you needed a wicket, you just tossed the agate his way and said, Jars, get me back in the game.
Yeah, Mark Taylor used to go for a bloke called McGrath and Warne.
Yep.
Justin Langer, always to the jar man. Like, he was just, honestly, he was a bit like trying to board a hoggy.
There's
a leg-spinning genius. And Jars, I mean, you've never seen anything like it. He was an absolute superstar.
Pleasure, mate. Pleasure to put my body on the line for you, buddy.
Hey, JL.
And didn't talk it up much either.
Which was good. He's very humble, isn't he, mate? Which is what you like about all your cricketers in your lineups. We'll get on to the T20 success, because you did some amazing stuff. And Jars is also a spiritual man, so he can't wait for you to recall you meditating that morning and the clarity about picking Jai Richardson, and neither can I, to be honest. National duties, mate, a bit of an overlap. We'll get to whether it's too much cricket or not, but what's it like being your national coach, the coach of the Australian team?
Oh, it's a nice feeling. There's no doubt about that. It's despite the fact you're right, it's a really unusual situation with the Test team being in India at the moment, but it's an Australian cricket team is playing on tomorrow night, and for some of the guys who are representing the country for the first time, they would cut their legs off to do it. So great opportunity. We've got Punter and Dizzy helping out as well, so it's a really good environment, and we're looking forward to three good games.
JR, we're playing in the MCG tomorrow. Now, what's your message to these young men that get an opportunity to represent their country?
Why not, mate? This is the best week of your life. You're rubbing shoulders with guys like Ricky Ponting and Jason Gillespie as coaches. We're playing the best guys from the basic from the BBL, the guys who perform the best. They deserve an opportunity. And yet, look, Friday night at the MCG, I mean, just how much fun is that?
JL, the scheduling is never far away from the top of the agenda. We're getting a lot of cricket. You're a coach in your own right. You've just done the Big Bash. How have you been able to manage, and do you see a wear and a fatigue issue that is slowly creeping up on our national players?
I think the biggest wear and fatigue is on the audience, actually, because a lot of times they're not sure who's playing where. And from the players, yeah, we won the, for example, we had the Big Bash final a few weeks ago, and 2 days later we're in Adelaide and getting ready for a Shield game. So it's no doubt an issue, and everyone talks about it, but finding a solution and a remedy when there's so much money involved in so many different countries who want their piece of the pie, it's very difficult.
JL, can't underestimate Sri Lanka. What makes you nervous about the Sri Lankan cricket side?
Well, I watched the PM's 11 last night, and I can't say Dikwala, I think his name is, the opening batsman. You've never seen a bloke. You reckon Brendan McCullum goes hard in the pitch?
He smashed him.
Left-handed Sri Lankan, absolutely tees off. He tries to hit, I think he actually ramped, which for the listeners is the hardest thing in the world to do with a new ball. I think it against your boy. He ramped in the very first ball, one bounce for four over the wicket's head. So, from within you, I don't know, but he was swinging. He was swinging. He made like Brendan McCullum look like Chris Tavares. You never seen anything like it. So, we got him. Malinga's obviously back. Malinga's obviously one of the great Yorkers and slower ball in 2020 cricket. So he's a good bowler. So they've got plenty of talent. They run around like little energizer batteries. So their attitude's good. So we're going to have to be on top of our game, but we've got some good players as well.
Just quickly, just kind of have a quick look at the Australians' take on India. How do you think the boys will go over there now? Now, performance in the subcontinent is pretty average in the last 10 years.
Oh, don't worry about the last 10 years. I think the last 70 years. Or, I think we might have won one series there in the last...
Yep.
Well, last time we won it was in 2004, and I think that was 35 years, so nearly 50 years have won there once, I reckon.
So what do they need to do to win?
I think the batsmen have to have a really clear game plan, because it's tough. The first day or so in India, if you're an opening batsman, you want to be cashing, you want to be swinging as hard as you can and get as many as you can, because then it gets tough facing the spinners. They have a really clear game plan how they're going to play their spinners particularly. And they're going to have to be ultra, ultra disciplined with their bowling, because those guys play the spinners like they eat curry.
I reckon we should, with all the cash they make these days, Jay, I'll make them buy a house over there and live there for 6 months to acclimatise.
Bit hard with the scheduling, though, isn't it?
Yeah, true.
Hey, last one. I need you to share with us the moment of clarity. T20, I read the story about your decision. You didn't know who you were going to go with, whether it was Jai Richardson or I think Berenberg, and you got up as you normally do in the morning, did a bit of meditating, and it was clear as crystal, and then you made the big phone call to everybody else and said, I've got it.
Yeah, it's not for the first time. The hardest thing about in my job, I reckon, is selecting a team, and that's you've got to tell one bloke he's not playing, and that's never, particularly in a final, but... I was just, you've got to be true to your principles. In that case, Jason Berenberg, the old season pro, hadn't played for 10 weeks. Jai Richardson, the kid who had been playing, was a bit more battle-hardened. It was a really simple decision in the end. But when there's emotions involved, as you know, with coaches and players, it's never an easy decision. But, usually if you take a few layers, go a few layers below the surface, the decision's usually pretty easy.
All right, mate. We wish you all the best,
mate.
In charge of the team. Good luck.
Jazz, if we get in any trouble after game one, we might have to give you a call. Mate.
I'll come down the nets in Adelaide Oval.
We might get a third game. If we're 1-1 in the series, we'll give you a shout.
Good on you, mate.
Over the boys. Thanks, mate.
You're a great
His
man.
Other nickname here, JL, is Form Finder. So if you need him... I can send him down there with my blessing, and the boys will be just brimming with confidence.
Oh, kid.
Forget Colgate.
Humble as Mahatma Gandhi, I reckon.
Oh, you're a good man.
Thanks for your time, mate, and good luck.
See you guys.
This is your captain speaking.
Now, Are we going to let that out?
Yeah, well, I'm just pretending I'm on an aircraft.
Obviously, the Adelaide Crows had their leadership group announced during the week.
Yeah.
We had ours yesterday here on the Rush Hour, the number one sports show in town.
Open slather to all those involved in the show, both within on this, air and off air capacities.
So, Sam, our production manager, Sam Morrison, young Jared, who's just joined us, and Big Wigsy, who plays a lot of table tennis in the office.
P1 and P2 producers.
All gave out their presentations. Which
Murph was in, but then
pulled
sort of
out.
No, withdrew.
Withdrew the last minute.
Coitus interruptus.
So we had a poll.
Yeah.
And just before 6 o'clock yesterday, I heard some horrible numbers and I stormed out the studio.
Yep.
And I apologise for that.
Sam Morrison, our audio engineer, production kit guru, was in front.
Leading the charge.
Yeah.
Now, can someone tell me what is our official leadership group for 2017 on the Rush Hour? Has it all been signed off and confirmed?
Well, I think the official stance, and I think I'm speaking on behalf of the family, who gives a rat's ass?
Who's captain?
But
I care about it.
Yeah, the official numbers that came in were, and these are the final positions.
Right.
All right, so captain of the Rush Hour.
For 2017.
D. Lewis.
And this is voted by the family.
By the family.
What was that?
Yep.
What?
D. Lewis.
Dale Lewis.
D. Lewis.
So you're...
Yep. When they're all tallied up at the end, as an official, and Sam's even been across it himself. So it goes Captain D. Lewis.
Jared, don't nod out there and go...
Vice-Captain Sam Morrison. And to round off the stock, Aiken and Waterman.
Not again. Number,
and Deputy Vice-Captain again.
Not again.
Is the go-to guy, Andrew Juice Newton-Jarman. Juice, congrats, Deputy Vice.
So I'm Deputy Vice-Captain again... So you're our captain.
I'm skipped.
Don't look at your smug look. I wish the family could see it.
I know.
And Sam Morrison, vice captain.
I hope
the
bloke
rides a skateboard.
Yeah, I know.
Surfs.
I just nothing wrong with surfing and skateboarding. I just hope I don't come off all Mike Fitzpatrick on your asses.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah,
anyway.
Geez, thanks. Look, I mean, what is clear?
What are you going to say? What's your speech for
us? I can't believe you've gotten to the age of what 51 now.
I'm 51. Besides a cricket game, I've never been a captain of anything else.
I mean, that was
what does that say?
That was an aberration as well. Some guys are meant to lead, and others are meant to just do little roles inside the organisations. You, my friend.
I'm a bit flat. All of the family regarded me as their leader.
Yeah, you might be our spiritual leader.
going back to yoga.
I'm going to give you another nickname.
Well, here we go. I've got to eat.
And you love your Western teams. You are now officially known as Deputy Dog. Friday night, big game of football. Jars, we're live down there. We're down at the Joiners, and we may wander across our lads, Adelaide United, taking on the Newcastle Jets Friday night. And one man who has just been in real good form, a shining light of the year.
Yep.
Benny Garuccio, the Gooch, joins us on the Rush Hour. Long time no speak, Gooch. Welcome.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Very
good,
well.
Good, mate. How's the atmosphere down there? What's the morale like amongst the playing group? Because last week was one of the worst performances I've seen in a Reds shirt there, Gooch. 5-0 against Perth. So how are you going to respond against Newcastle this week, young man?
Yeah, I guess got to go out there refreshed. And obviously, we leave last week in the past. Obviously, it wasn't the result we wanted, especially at home in front of our fans. But we've got the chance to do it all again this Friday night. So... I think we can get the win against Newcastle.
Gooch, good news, and comes at a really good time. Bubba has come to town. He's arrived after a real long flight. Will he play on Friday night?
Yeah, I think he'll be up for selection. I'm not 100% sure, but he trained with us today, and he was looking good. So I guess it's good to have another player joining us. And obviously, Kim's been here for about a week and a half now. So hopefully he has a chance to show the fans what he can do as well on Friday night.
Look, obviously, there's been a lot of excuses. We lost some real good players start of the year. We obviously recruited some good talent, but it just hasn't gelled as a team, has it? It hasn't really settled down, and there's been no momentum in this group. We're the bloody champions of Australia, and now we're a dog's breakfast, Gooch. Tell me how you're going to fix it.
Yeah, well, obviously, you know, we've got the game this week, so that's the first thing we're looking to. But obviously, shortly after that, we've got our first ACL game. So... I know there's a real excitement in the group that, you know, we've got the ACL to play in as well this year. And obviously, you know, we can do something special in that. All focus is still on the A-League, but also we've got the ACL just around the corner.
Yeah, round one, Feb 22 here at home, Gumba Osaka. Glad you brought that up, Gooch. You only can have four imports taking the pitch in that one. And the news that we're led to believe via the advertiser is that LaRocca and Jazz's man, Marcello Carrusca, won't be taking part because the import spots are taken by Bubba, Theriot, Isaias, and Kim Jae-sung. So that must be a kick in the guts to the group, especially Cello, who's been one of your leading lights. Jeez. And LaRocca, up until this year, has been outstanding as well, even though he's injured.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, obviously we'd love to have everyone and all the foreigners a part of the ACL because they're all very important players for us. But as the rules go, you're only allowed to have three plus the one Asian player, which is obviously Kim for us.
Yep.
So I think it was obviously a very, very hard decision for the coach, but one that obviously had to be made, and it's never good. No matter who missed out, it would have been a big loss for us. So I guess it's just one of those things. Obviously, he's made the decision for one reason or another. I've got no idea why, but, you know, we'll definitely miss Cello and Blackhaw for those games, but obviously they'll be fit and firing for the A-League.
Gooch, you've been a shining light in the side so far in the season, and keep up the good work. But as a playing group, have you sat down and thrashed a few home truths out on a Monday after that pathetic performance against Perth? And have you had dialogue with the coach, Guy Rimor? Has he come clean and said, boys, I'm staying? Boys, I'm going home.
I think the only thing he's made clear to us is, you know, obviously don't believe everything that's written in the paper.
Right.
And, you know, he said he's here to honour his contract, which is until May. So he's here to stay. And, you know, obviously, yeah, Monday wasn't pretty down at the club. But obviously, yeah, we've got to keep looking forward. So I don't think it's a time to have a crisis right now. We've still got a few games left, and we've also got the ACL.
Well, as you said, the ACL is the one now, and that is where you can still salvage something from the year. Gooch, thanks for fronting up, mate.
Thanks, Gooch.
Thanks very much.
Sorry, I was a bit aggressive, mate.
The good cop, bad cop routine, mate. It's going to be around until you start putting some wins on the board, so you better find the back of the net, Ace.
All right, Gooch.
No worries, guys.
There he is. Benny Garuccio, shining light at Adelaide United.
It's been outstanding, Lou.
The game Friday night, taking on Newcastle Jets.
And I'm going to make a call to my boy Marcello. You know what? I'm not going to support the Adelaide United in the Asian Championships. They can go and get... Well, I'm off.
He's battled injury and form.
I don't care.
Injury and form.
He's the best player in the competition, and they dump him.
You're a realist. You are. So unless you've got facts to back all this up.
Yes.
Well, then don't go off half cock because it'll only come back and make you look like a goose.
Apologise, Gooch.
That's all right. Hey, I'm still playing.
See? All right, back on now, Lou.
There's the attitude.
Get around the boys.
Jeez, Gooch, thanks for bringing him around.
I'm back on.
Would have been a bloody tough show carrying the big fella.
See you, champ.
See you, Benny.
Thank you.
Bye.
See you, guys. Bye.
T-Birds kick off their season Sunday, Priceline Arena, taking on the West Coast Fever, 12:30. Still can get some tickets. Want to be a sellout first up. And joining us now, Chelsea Pittman. Chelsea, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Thank you.
All right. Had to play second fiddle for a bit to a thing called AFLW. Are the girls a little bit toey, a bit nervous, a bit anxious to put their flag in the ground and go, hang on a minute, we're the number one code when it comes to women's sports?
Yeah, well, I hope they're not toey before they play netball, but everything else they definitely are. But
good call.
No, like, obviously, I think it's extremely exciting for women's sport in Australia. So I think it's great to see that AFL has taken off so well, but obviously we just want people to obviously sell out this weekend on Sunday because new league, new team, new look, so we just want to make sure that we get just as good a crowd as they have been.
So Chelsea, the last 3 or 4 years we've had a few formats in terms of playing netball in Australia. What's so special about this new super netball format where we've got a few AFL clubs backing some of these netball teams?
I think for those teams, they have a little bit extra step up of being more professional. They're getting to utilise what the male sports have got, their facilities and everything, and I think a bit more money behind them.
Yeah.
So I think that they're heading in the right direction. And obviously, us being an original franchise, we've got a different type of backing, which is great. It's funded by members and your own state. So it's great to be part of one of the originals, I'll call it. But for us, I guess the Suncorp Super League is exciting. It's going to be the best competition in the world, definitely for all netballers. And yeah, people just need to get out there and watch it for themselves.
Should be much more balanced too, because we had such a lopsided one with the Trans-Tasman stuff with some of the Kiwi teams not being overly competitive. Hey, Chels, you got a foot in both camps. You've played for Australia, you've played for England under Dad's passport and everything else. Who's your favourite? Pick your favourite
now.
Come
on, don't sit on the fence, Chels.
I'm a Rose.
Oh, Rose. Brought a couple of your teammates with you too, so you weren't isolated, exactly. I see.
Yeah, exactly. I need to learn how to put on an accent, I feel, but it is shocking, so I just don't even attempt it.
Oh, very good. Dan Ryan, new in the job. Obviously would have a lot of new ideas in re-energising the squad. It was a tough season last season. How has he gone about his business, and are you enjoying his work?
Yeah, no, I'm really enjoying Dan as head coach. Like, he's got obviously fresh ideas and I guess fresh eyes because he's not that old compared to other head coaches. So he's always open to changing things up and looking outside the box of not just netball-specific training. So we've done adult gymnastics, which was hilarious, trying to see 6'4" girls trying to do just a cartwheel. And boxing. So it's been a really enjoyable pre-season. I think that has got our bonding and binded us well for the season ahead because it's not easy and it's not just about putting out good netball. It's respecting each other and being able to, I guess, dip inside your savings account to know that you can pull through in the end.
And what about the traditional rules? Are they staying the same for this new Super Netball comp, or they're going to tweak it like most sports now, just trying to make it fast and furious and entertaining?
Yeah, no, well, I think netball was already that before they started tweaking it. But the only change in rules, obviously there was quite a few last year with less whistle and weird rules that I won't bother explaining to you guys.
Yeah, less whistle's
good.
Yep.
But the main rule is tactical timeout. So before you had to call, I used to call it a Kit Kat, say that I almost hurt myself when you haven't, clearly, get a bit of time. So now you've got a tactical timeout, which I think you get 1.5. So you have, cool. obviously, and you get 90 seconds to go to the sideline, have a Kit Kat, and then get back out there.
I like it.
Lovely.
Last one. The girls have been really physical in the footy. Netball has always been physical at the elite level. Mm-hmm. I see you're a bit of a boxer here on my little bio, Chelsea. would suggest that anybody comes to rough you up or teammates. Mm. I know nothing can happen on the court, but I reckon things might go off the court. They might be a bit frightened of you.
Car park job.
Can you throw them?
What is it, catch me outside or whatever that saying is? Right
catch
now.
You after the game outside.
Yeah.
Out the back.
No, I think, like, I'm very legal with my roughness on court, I find. Mm-hmm. Like, umpires love me. So, but obviously, I've dabbled in boxing and I'd love to have a run at AFL. I'd just like to tackle some people.
Yeah.
Just give them a bit of a shoulder charge.
Oh, I'd like to see it. Hey, well, we can't wait to see you kick the season off in style on Sunday, 12:30, Priceline Arena. Priceline Arena on Sunday. Going head-to-head against the girls too. So good luck, and let's hope you kick the season off with a big win.
Thank you, guys.
Keep the elbows and the dukes down, Chels.
See you, Chels.
See ya.
Chelsea Pittman of the T-Birds.